Podtacular, episode 243, Customs and Creations, for January 2nd, 2011.
Welcome back to Podtacular, episode 243. I am your host, Dustin.
And I am your host, G. Lewis.
And I'm your host, Daft Link.
And I'm your guest host,
the host this week.
Joining us by Slinky Link.
Joining you by Android phone in the center of an internetless house.
In the Amish country where they don't even believe in these devil products.
You and the Amish, are you?
Why would I have a phone?
Amish make really good cheese.
More than two ages.
I guess that's true, but that's a random comment.
Like that Amish country brand of cheese, that's like the best.
I don't believe I ever tried it. Is it the Cracker Barrel one?
That's great. They got like Havarti and all that good stuff.
Havarti's good stuff.
Yeah.
Never met him.
What? Like, welcome back to the Cheesetacular podcast.
With your host, Daphling.
Yes.
You know, I really like sharp cheddar. That's definitely...
Sharp cheddar's great.
Anywho. This episode, the second one for this week, will be for Customs and Creations for Halo Reach.
Technically, it's a new week. And it's a new year.
Should we have said at the end of the last episode, see you next year?
I did.
Oh,
did you completely miss that too?
Douche that did. I hate when people say that. See you. I'll see you next week. It's the same thing. Anyway, for those of you who didn't listen to the last show or haven't heard yet, starting to do a little bit different.
Go listen to
show format. Yeah, stop listening. Just go to the other one. Show format. They're going to be a lot shorter. They will be no longer than an hour. We're going to try to keep it under 30 minutes, but under no circumstances will it be.
At least 30 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah. So we're gonna try to keep it around 30 minutes, the closest we can get it. But
Do a normal podcast length is what we mean.
Correct. Yeah, and we're not doing 3 hours.
Who's talking?
What?
Who's talking?
Look who's talking now, brother.
That would be Greg.
Yeah, it would be me. The sheriff.
He's blown away by your voice.
What are you trying to say?
It changes. It's creepy.
Was it like from normal voice to Mr. Professional?
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
Well, we are a professional show.
The Nightly News.
Or at least we try to.
WXKA Podtacular, episode 243, Customs Creations. We have. Like I said, you're a reporter on scene, Obsidian.
Yep.
What is he reporting on?
He's reporting on the whereabouts.
Cheese.
Cheese.
For the lost Halo disc.
Okay.
Isn't the lost Halo disc from...
So does that mean the quest for Nene has completely ended? And yes, I did just bring that back.
Yes, you did.
I'm going to get so much hate mail for that, but I don't care.
I'm in the middle of the cream corn land.
Honestly, though, I'm searching for a Halo PC disc, and I cannot find it. It makes me mad.
Uh-oh.
Does it make you angry?
Do you have your key?
Yeah, it make Hulk smash.
Does it make you want to tamper Ray?
Do you at least have your CD key?
Oh, yeah, I had my key and stuff. So I can run it on my new computer, hence my YouTube page full of crappy mods. But, still can't find it.
Why do you need your disk to just reinstall?
Just so I have it.
Yeah, just download the ISO.
Anywho, Custom Creations for Halo Reach.
Rude.
Not Halo CE.
Yes, welcome back to Earth, ladies.
Although there are some pretty cool custom maps.
I have made, please, youtube.com/obsidianchow. Don't edit that out, Dusty. Please, I beg you.
Smokeski. Anyway, I'm going to read the first one.
We've already announced it on here. So.
How about we ask Obsidian what he's been playing? Obsidian, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Black Ops, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Emerald.
Wait, who called Assassin's? I think was it you that called it Ass Bro? You told me you were
yeah,
Ass Bro.
That's the official name for it.
He's like, I'm playing Ass Bro, and I was like, what the hell is Ass Bro? It was like Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I was like, oh, because I was supposed to know Ass Bro.
I've never heard of that before. I've never heard it said that way before.
I never heard of Pro Pipe like in the last episode.
Oh, Pro Pipe's been around since the beta. Shush.
I didn't know that.
Shush, you.
Pipe down, mister.
Actually, I think it was established even before the beta.
Oh, so before
the name, the name the Pro Pipe for the grenade launcher.
This sounds dirty.
Okay.
Anyway. I think I'm going to read the first custom and or creation.
That we read the first custom and or creation.
From B-Porce, which who has a different gamer tag now, right? Kikaru? Is that right? Or is what's his gamer tag right now, Daph? Do you know what it is?
It's Porce.
Yeah, Porce and a bunch of numbers.
It's at the bottom.
Oh, under PS? Yeah, it's that one. All right. Anyway, we got B-Porce slash Kikaru slash...
Just read it.
What's that disease you have, bipolar, when you have two different personalities? Split personality syndrome or whatever.
Personality disorder, yeah.
Personality disorder. That's what this guy is. I'm kidding.
Bipolar is when you're really angry then really sad.
You switch moods quickly.
My grandmother had bipolar. She stabbed my grandpa.
My science teacher in eighth grade had bipolar.
With a knife?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What's your knife or butter knife?
Pottacular, the depressing family story show.
Well, we talk about cheese and stabbing your grandfather.
I think a butter knife would hurt more because it's so dull, so it would go in like slower.
Well, he must have had that smooth, creamy texture.
Right? Like we're gonna throw in like I can't believe it's not butter jokes and stuff. I can't believe it's not blood.
I can't believe it's not going through your skin. Oh my god.
Well, since we almost wasted 10 minutes of this show already.
B-Porce writes in, hey, Podtacular Poning people, I am loving Reach and next to all of its splendor, but that will be explained in possibly a later episode with my extremely overdue Reach reaction submission. Anyway, I love Forge, period. Period again. Period. Word. Period. Symbol. It is easier than ever to make quality maps, and once people start holding custom games with their friends, I have more than a few awesome customs to wipe out, like Jim Morrison's Privates on Stage. He went there. Most notable are the remakes of Needler Cage. Now more fun than ever. This sounds like an advertisement. Most notable are the remakes of Needler Cage. Now more fun than ever. With implementation of loadout and new weapons. Made in two new maps, the Skybox, best suited for numerous combatants, and Water Cage. Best for 2 to 3 people. Anywho, also, I have a remake of Noob Defense, a new invasion map, Title Stronghold. Man, he's making a lot of maps, as well as a couple infection maps. Also, in this fantastic new game, I've built several Slayer maps, a first for me. They usually involve some crazy contraption as its focal point and are usually made in the water areas of Forge World. My best is a small port town called Watertown, a funhouse called Liverpool, and an awesome Halo 2-esque style mapped reminiscent of Ascension, lockout and backwash called Water Station. One of my proudest is the creation of a new form of transportation, the Uber Lift. My own personal orbital elevator, BTW.
Great, because it has the word Uber in it.
BTW, you know how Numa Bospa is a super city because it has an orbit achievements. Is that supposed to be all one word? Orbit achievements, all elevator, new exam.
I think he must have pasted something in there on accident.
I think he just means that it has orbital elevators. New Mombasa only has one, but New Alexandria has 30. New Alexandria is on Reach. I'm probably not the first to do it, but the Uber Lift is a fusing of all the vehicle lifts a person can spawn into one compact area. You go so high, you hit the skybox. I've implemented hold on, did he spell that right?
Yes, he did. Implemented.
Implemented it into several of my maps, and it's an interesting element for gameplay. Briefly, I love the campaign. Matchmaking is epic. Firefight is way more fun than it is in ODST. I would kind of agree. Theater, and customs rock. Best Halo game ever.
Yay.
He's got a few PSs. I guess we can just save all those for another...
You might as well read them because they're part of the submission. Just save the other submissions.
Yeah, go ahead. What?
Go ahead and read them.
P.S. The Pelican Phantom Easter egg is so much fun. My friends and I tried it, and it is just so easy and so fun. So fun.
Awesome. The Phantom was, like, so fast.
You can drive the Pelican, ride inside the Pelican, and actually look around the interior. Drive the Phantom and man the Phantom's turrets. Also, if the person flying the Pelican is carrying a passenger and jumps out, the Pelican stays intact and falls below the map, with the passenger safely inside. Upon getting out, the Pelican disappears.
Yes, tell us about this Pelican.
The passenger and pilot, if one spots on thine bro, what was it? I used to say that. On thine bro, can walk around the untextured bottom of the map. Too fun! Reminds me of the epic glitching of Halo 2 and calls to mind a question. Is there another Scarab gun?
There might be.
PSS. I'm writing a sequel to the musical only in book format, as putting together the first show is proving hard enough already. It's more of a political thriller, rather mixed with sci-fi, mixed with anarchy work, mixed with philosophy.
It can't be mixed with that much stuff, and you can have it be distinct categories.
I don't really know.
It's just a smorgasbord of genres.
Pick two genres and stick with it.
If I get my thoughts on paper, it will be an epic book. P.P.S. Sorry if this was long, but I'm trying to express my love for the game. I will be writing a full review of matchmaking in a little bit. Sorry for the delay. Signing off for real this time. Keep on fragging trucks with spec op grunts and campers on sword base inside into the portable storm above City 17, sending them to Delta Halo, where the flood captures them and turns their lives into living misery. Kikaru. Last thought. I'm also doing a complete symbolic analysis of the Halo games, too.
Good luck.
Symbolic analysis?
You might as well just go to... Ascended Justice forms.
What's a symbolic analysis?
Symbolism.
All the storyline elements behind everything, the symbolic references.
A lot of abstracts.
The government.
Basically, the job that Ascended just disguised.
Some of that Obama money come to fund this? It's research?
Tainted money.
Taint is right. Wow. So we're about 25 minutes into this, aren't we?
15. Okay, and you finally threw a word I have to bleep.
Yes. See, I got to keep you on your toes. That's how
you know the 15. You know, if you wanted a quality podcast, you couldn't use those words.
Hey, you could just edit it.
Yeah, but...
Anyway, hey, Daph, do you remember...
You shouldn't have to edit it.
We never asked each other what we're playing. Only Obsidian. So what are we all playing?
We're gonna do it in the last. I don't know if Obsidian will be here in the next episode.
Halo.
Reach Starcraft.
I haven't played Halo in months either.
I've been playing a lot of Astro. We're talking about video games.
I've been playing a lot of Cataclysm and WoW, Halo Reach, a lot of Halo 2 Vista Legendary campaigns, very hard. Oh, yeah, Transformers War for Cybertron. Finally, a good Transformers game. So, yeah.
I wish we just get a movie now. We had a good game. Now we need a good Transformers movie.
Yeah.
The 1980 original movie, that was actually not bad.
Of course, it was animated, but like a good live action one, at least.
Well, that's not possible. Now that Megan Fox is out of the third one, there's no reason to go see it. The only reason you went to go see the first and the second was for Iraq.
I detest Megan Fox.
I've never been to Iraq.
Wow.
Talk about a random comment.
Dusty, you didn't see the wordplay there?
Oh. Now you. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Daph.
I'm a little slow. Thanks.
Read Steph.
Thanks for pointing that out to the audience.
Just Steph. Okay. Oh, here we
didn't
go.
He read the stuff last show?
Yeah, I did.
Do you want to skip the chef?
I thought we were
having Obsidian read that
one. He's a chef?
The chef.
I thought we were having Obsidian read that one because it was short.
We tried to email it to him, but he couldn't get it, remember?
Ooh.
No internet while I'm on a call, apparently.
See.
Okay, I'll read stuff.
Taking a call.
Okay.
It's a trap. I'm taking a call.
It takes like 3 or 4 text messages. I mean, I guess we could.
I wonder what the Steph wrote, Def.
Okay. He says, "Hey, it's Steph, and I made a map on Forge World. It is called Goose Jousting, and it's very straightforward. 4 to 8 players, 2 to 4 gooses on either side, and everyone spawns with swords and sprinting."
Is it 2 to 4 geese on each side?
Oh yeah.
Well,
grammar fail.
Technically, it's
gooses. Just expect the bill.
The proper noun.
Actually, no.
It's goose. He didn't write mong. He just wrote goose. There's no mong.
If he just wrote goose, it should be geese.
Yes. Actually, I looked it up, and it's gooses or geeses.
Oh, my gosh.
I looked it up.
So you have a gaggle of 2 or 4 geese on the other side.
Why can't it be mong guy?
Some people say mong guy.
That reminds me of when there was kind of a debate of, like, the Nintendo DS, like, little pen, stylus thing. Like, whether you would call multiple, like, styluses or styli.
Styli. I just think we should quote...
I don't know what the grammar rule is.
It can be octopi or octopuses.
Can we just call them mongroids?
I think octopi sounds better. Octopuses...
Sounds a bit appropriate.
God. There's a James Bond movie called Octopussy.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just read the submission.
Wait, but Steph, now expect a bill in the mail for our new spelling error tax.
Yes.
So, okay. He says, everyone spawns with swords and sprinting. There are lifts and mines all over the map to make the gameplay interesting. P.S. It's on the top of the hangar because it's flat. P.S.S. If anyone has StarCraft 2, if anyone has StarCraft 2, my name is Chris and my character code is 3338. Also, if you have WoW, message me on Xbox Live, PSSS. I will be sending another submission with my map link and GT. Bye. Love you, Dusty. Hate you, Brand. G.
I don't care if he hates me. Hate is going to hate.
No, he hated Brent.
Hate is going to hate.
How do you hate Brent?
So he loves Dusty, he hates Brent, and I'm just G.
Scared of you.
He make an assessment. Yeah, I'm scared.
Has anybody noticed? Have you guys messed around with the vehicle teleporters at all?
No.
A little bit.
I screwed around with it, and there's a map in my file share. I forget what I call it. Child track.
Have you screwed around with anything else?
You go so fast on the mongoose that it actually the speedometer goes into the negatives.
What?
It's because of the vehicle teleporters, you end up going so fast, I think it climbs up to like 300-something kilometers per hour, then it says negative 200.
Someone didn't check their Unicode.
Is there an I at the end of it? That means it's a fake number.
No, it means that it's getting so high that the last, or the most significant bit in the whatever variable they're using to store it, they're encoding it as a signed number, and it should be unsigned or something, maybe.
Dusty, you should work for them. You should go find this flaw and send it to them. They probably hire you.
You're right.
Hey, guys. You guys
have a connection.
You do?
I know. I'm friends with a girl from 343, so maybe not that good.
Yeah, I got a friend who works at Philly Connection. Does that mean I got connections? Anybody?
The closest connection I probably have is BS Angel. That's it.
Yeah, connections.
That could be like a nightclub name, Connections.
She gets paid by 343?
She works for them.
For real?
Yeah, dude.
Does she live there?
Dude, Jess has lived in Seattle like her whole life.
I did not know this. I don't want to talk to
her. Greg, you fail. We had her as a guest, too.
I didn't talk to her. I wasn't on the episode. I was absent that day.
Oh. Well, she'll be on again this year.
Oh, she will?
Yeah, we're going to have a big Halo analysis show. How Halo has impacted the gaming realm.
That's awesome.
Probably sometime within the next month or two.
Yeah, probably.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're gonna have lots of people on. We're going to try to have BS Angel. We're going to try to have...
Yeah.
Chris from TSL. Maybe Major Nelson. We'll see.
Am I going to be on it? That's
the only I hope way so.
The only way you can party.
Maybe on that podcast, Major Nelson will announce another Xbox Live price raise.
And the announcement you've all been waiting for. Another $20. The
fuck? Crazy Larry.
That was too funny. Dusty Reed Soccer Sacks. This is going to be the last one, isn't it?
We've only been recording for 20 minutes, so we might be
able to probably get this one in Dragon Slayer area.
Yeah. Soccer Sack writes in, "Hi, it's Soccer Sack, and I haven't sent a submission in since episode 187, or somewhere along those lines." Even though he spelled those wrong. No, he spelled it right. Never mind. So here's a game type that was originally made by me called Aiming Practice, but then tweaked by Old Regime and then renamed Soccer Sack's Game.
Nice.
No, I didn't name it that. Old Regime did. The game type is only snipers, no radar, no armor abilities, and only headshots and assassinations are allowed. Normally, it results in an epic no-scopes battle to the death or until you can get behind another person. Regime and I are still tweaking reach. We can't seem to make it headshots only. When we put the settings on, you still lose your shields and you lose your health. It will be in my slot share if anyone wants to play. My gamer tag is Soccer Sack. It should be in slot 6 of my file.
Could you make your weapons do less damage?
There should be options in the game type
settings. I think headshots only takes down your health to one bar, but it won't kill you unless you shoot them in the face.
In the face? Did you get a no-scope?
Could be in the back. Could be in the back of the head.
Did you get a no-scope?
You and me both.
Anyway, I'm gonna read the last one. Thank you, Soccer Sack. I appreciate your submission. It wasn't that long ago either.
Shout out, Soccer Sack.
So you said shout out to Taco Mac. Sorry. Where do you live at? I should probably ask you this on the air. I'll ask you later.
Me?
Yeah. It's gonna have to be because there's a restaurant called that. Dragon Slayer 614 writes in, Yo, Podtacular. How's everyone doing? Now that Halo Reach has been out for a few months now, I figured I'd send in another article. Well, this time it's about a map I made on Forge World. The map is called Ford Operating Base Zulu Delta Niner. It consists of a main base on the little outcrop above the hangar, which is, incidentally, did I say that right?
Yes.
Used as a hangar, consisting of mainly bunkers, bunker boxes used as armories, sniper nests, and two landing pads that extend out of the rock face. The second most notable feature is what I like to call the UNSC Dark Star. A ship that I created using mainly double and triple rooms along with bunkers, bunker boxes, and other building pieces. I then sealed the holes, that's what she said, in the bottom and top of the ship with building pieces and used windows for the side openings. I managed to do some clever things while using the very small bridges. If you turn them sideways, they make an awesome weapon rack. I also made a hangar underneath the Dark Star using building blocks and bridges as the connectors to the ship. The third and final thing was a Covenant-occupied UNSC base located in and on the beach cave, which connects the canyon to the ocean. Well, Podtacker, that's all I have for you. So keep on foxtrotting tangos. Phonetic? Is that?
Phonetic alphabet.
Is that how you spell phonetic?
Yes.
For fragging trucks. I hope you all get to read this. And great job on the podcast. Hoo-ah. P.S. Hoo-ah. What are you guys playing nowadays? P.P.S. What are y'all hoping to get for the holidays? P.S.S. again. If you guys are interested in doing some voiceover work or any podcast for that listener on an animated comic that I'm working on, feel free to contact me at via – we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
You don't want people spamming. Well,
we've already answered the first one.
What are we all been playing?
What did you want to get for the holidays that you may or may not have gotten?
I got Need for Speed.
It's all I need is speed.
Assassin's Creed I didn't get, although I wanted it. I might get for my birthday.
I didn't get no S, bro.
Shush.
I got
the Scott Pilgrim box set.
Oh, gross.
Ooh, what'd you get?
Oh, me? I got Red Dead Redemption, Heavy Rain, Fable 3, Fallout New Vegas.
Damn.
Oh, New Vegas is great, man.
I got iTunes gift card, Xbox points. Oh, yeah, Fallout 3 Game of the Year edition.
Yeah.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Oh, no nice. Way. Oh,
and, then I went and used my own $10 to buy Final Fantasy XII used. So
$10? Wow, nice.
Yeah, it was used $10. Yeah.
We have a oh, Crackdown God. 2 on sale for $20. I think I'm not buying it.
Oh. Okay, I have $60 in GameStop gift cards. What should I buy?
Ooh,
it's a little Big Planet.
Also, my controller works great, but I spilled pineapple juice on it. So the guide button and start button are a little sticky, like when you press them down. But other than that, it works fine. So I'm not sure.
What games do you want that you don't have?
None, really. I mean, I still feel like whenever I turn on my Xbox, I still feel like I'm missing some sort of experience. But
you have a PS3?
There's nothing I really want.
You have a PS3?
No.
Oh.
Black Ops. There's a
set. You have Mass Effect.
I already have Black Ops.
You have Mass Effect?
I actually didn't care for Mass Effect. Okay, hate on me, kill me, burn me at the stake, whatever.
I didn't get Mass Effect. Actually, someone gifted it to me on Steam for Christmas.
No, he's like, he said he didn't like it. He didn't say that he didn't.
Oh.
Anyway, $60? I mean, if you need a controller, you can do that.
Do you have Borderlands?
I would just pre-order a game that's coming out that you want, like Rage or something. It's going to be tons
of great games coming out. Portal 2, Elder Scrolls 5.
Oh my God, Skyrim. Oh,
yeah,
my.
Yeah. Oh, LA Noir looks really cool.
Dude, when Skyrim comes out, I'm not going to be on the show for a while. I'm going to be too busy.
Uncharted 3.
Your girlfriend, Greg, or is it just like all going to go downhill?
Yeah, we're going to break up and... It's gonna be nasty.
Sorry,
I don't care. I'm gonna be playing Skyrim. I gotta kill the dragons. Wait, what's the guy's name? Dovahkiin.
There's Rock Band 3, I guess.
Who plays music games? Let's be honest.
I do.
I don't have.
That's funny. I was just listening to the Game Four podcast.
There's Late Unwound Future.
I was just listening to the Game Informer podcast, and they were talking about like the decline of music games over the, you know,
they're good party months, games though.
Years,
they really are.
If I didn't live in an apartment,
I think there's a decline in quality. Rough. I think there's just so many of them that they get boring.
It's not the quality. Everyone's just sick of them.
Like yeah. If I live in a home, like if I had my own house, I would probably play the heck out of some Rock Band.
Oh, guys. Okay. Have any of you not played Super Meat Boy?
I have not.
It's on sale today, though. But not for the
I hate every single one of you. I bought it on PC and I bought it on 360. It's so good. I won the soundtrack for free from the creators, so like, I love them. But
you're 15. What do you work at?
Wait, what?
Just want to know what you're doing. Because I'm not afford all this stuff you get. I need to apply to wherever you're working at.
You already work at Best Buy. Shut up.
Just saying, I'm not getting as much money as this guy's bringing in.
Okay, it was on sale on Steam for $375 when I bought it.
Oh, for real?
And I had
Is it still on sale?
Yeah.
Well, since he brought that up, I want to mention this really quick. We are going to do a Games of the Year show, even though it will already be 2011. But I think it's kind of appropriate since to do Games of the Year, we need to let the year finish out, which
exactly.
By the time this comes out, it has. So next week, We're going to do games of the year, what you guys' favorite games are, kind of a top 10 thing, or what your most influential game was. So we'll do that next week.
That'll be one of the three episodes.
Yeah, that'll be one of the three episodes we'll do next week. And then in that same episode, we'll also do what games are we most looking forward to for 2011.
And you guys, too, you got to write those in. You guys got to write them in, too.
Yeah. Big year.
I don't even know what's coming out in 2011. I didn't pay attention.
There's Brink. There's Portal 2. There's
L.A. Noir. Uncharted 3. Elder Scrolls 5.
Black and White. I'm just saying.
Okay, 360 and DS, dude.
Maybe Little Big Planet 2.
Oh, I hate you.
Little Big Planet 2 is going to be...
Mass Effect 3.
Oh, yeah. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, even though it'll probably be pushed back, knowing Nintendo...
Dude, I can't wait for Wii. Little Big Planet 2. It's coming out like 3 weeks.
Oh, Obsidian. One game might be interesting if you don't have it. I've heard it's good. I haven't played it myself, but Tron Evolution.
Heard that was terrible. I heard that was bad.
The demo.
I heard it was actually okay.
We had a demo on our store.
It's gotten like 4s and 5s and 6s in reviews.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I was planning to replace my controller before. I was thinking either getting the new D-pad controller... Or I saw the Tron controller made by Mad Catz. It looks awesome. My problem is, do you guys know if it's a traditional Mad Catz controller? My brother has another Mad Catz, and they're like real small compared to the other ones, and have odd triggers and stuff.
For what console?
Is it the Afterglow?
The Tron controller.
Oh, I saw it in GameStop. Looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I haven't. We don't sell it at our store, so I haven't seen it.
I would just say. For Xbox, just have the regular Xbox controller.
So super.
Yeah, if it's Mad Catz, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I should stick with mine. I mean, I only got it last year, and it's not like it's broken. It's just the guide button takes 5 or 6 presses to actually work.
Right. You can go and open the controller and fix that too, probably.
You just gotta be careful with those like third-party like brands. That aren't like official.
I just leave the Xbox controller in and of itself is a good controller.
Yeah, I just buy the one from Microsoft.
I mean, I buy wired ones and I buy them because I can use it on my Xbox and my computer. And I always
controller's a dollar. Are you kidding me?
Wired controllers, I think, are the best because they have the best reaction time too. Because when I go up against someone in a sword battle, at least for Halo 3, I always won because I had a wired controller.
It's TF2 worth $5. I'm never going to play it. So.
On what, Steam?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I would never play it.
What game?
TF2.
Oh, dude. Buy it now.
Yes, buy it.
Add me on Steam.
In fact, buy the whole Steam pack. It's like 13 games for $80.
I bought that last year. That was the best purchase ever.
I bought the orange box, and then I bought the... Counter-Strike Source pack that had Counter-Strike dates.
I pretty much have a terrible match. Okay, you want to end the show now? So we know.
Achievement unlocked. Go Ape Shiv.
We've just hit minutes now, so.
How do you search for games? Oh, Super Meat Boy.
I guess we can wrap it.
Buy Super Meat Boy. I don't care what it costs you. An arm and a leg, your life, something. Buy it.
Here's my life. Can I have the game now? Case next.
It's such a... Oh, by the way, be careful when you play it. At least on PC, you need a wired controller. On 360, you'll be fine. But take breaks, because I played for a long time. I got blisters on my thumbs.
Well,
it's a brutal game, man.
Okay.
It
just doesn't seem like a game I could...
I rarely buy, like, new IP arcade games.
Like the only arcade games I've bought... is Battlefield 1943.
That's it?
That's the only one.
I bought that one, too.
There's a lot of really good ones. Like,
Arms Way was free. It's pretty good.
I bought in three. I bought in Battlefield 1943, but then I also bought Portal 2 and Marathon Durandal, but those weren't really, like, new IP arcade games.
Durandal was good.
The only reason I would buy...
Complex, Super Meat Boy, Explosion Man, Castle Crashers...
What, like, for XBLA games?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so a whole many bunch. Good games.
I've got a lot.
See, I already is, for me, I already have plenty of games that either I haven't finished or I play a lot. It's like I like having the good core games that I like to play, not necessarily have all of these games.
I never have a big collection.
See, I don't like to sell games. I like to, once I buy it, I keep it.
I need the money.
See, I don't spend the money because I don't buy all those games.
I do.
I buy games that I'm going to play and that I'm going to know I'm going to play later.
I don't spend money on games either because Brett Gamer buys them for me on Steam.
For example,
Fallout 3, I've been playing it on and off for like 2 years. And I'm
so Uzumaki buys everybody's games?
He does, actually.
No, can somebody buy me Flight Control HD for $1.70? It's on sale for $1.70, so... I don't like putting my credit card on one.
Oh, guys, okay, I'm on my Facebook. I found an old original Game Boy in my closet that my grandma gave to me. I found an old original 1989 Game Boy in my closet that my grandma gave to me, and I'm going to case mod it as soon as I figure out how. But it's awesome, dude. Although it takes 4 batteries that burn out within like 4 hours, so.
It's like my old Game Gear.
Yeah. I still have my green like Game Boy Color. I played Pokemon.
I still have my Game Boy Pocket.
All right,
Game Boy Pocket? Oh, I hate you. I want a Game Boy Pocket.
And the first game I had was Tetris.
Nice.
The first game I ever actually personally owned was Pokemon Blue.
I went hardcore. Actually, I got Pokemon Yellow. And one of my brothers got Pokemon Red, and then the other one got Pokemon Blue.
Huh, nice. See, that's the problem. Like, 2 years old, get my first Pokemon game, I'm addicted the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, Pokemon, for our generation, is one of those games that's never going to go away.
Yes.
The Game Boy games. The console games are crappy.
Nintendo will keep finding colors and gems to name their versions after.
Like, Pokemon Yellow and Pokemon Gold is...
Pokemon games. The racist Pokemon.
I wish Nintendo would like make like a console Pokemon game, like where you do the whole like 8 gyms and all that, like on the handheld, but like on console in full 3D. Like that'd be amazing.
They started to do that though.
No, they haven't done that.
Coliseum Mario games they have.
Coliseum was okay, but it was kind of like it was weird in like the way you played it.
Pokemon Stadium 2 were okay, but like yeah, none of them are traditional. You're right.
Yeah, like where you go around in the tall grass and all that kind of stuff. Like catch Pokemon.
I mean, the Pokemon Game Boy games are a staple of our generation.
I was just playing Emerald during the podcast.
I'm actually playing Halo 2 Vista right now.
Nice.
I'm playing through trying to find the cheapest game on Steam.
But I mean, Pokemon is like the classic.
Gotta catch 'em all. The classic one, RPG.
They're all going to get Black or White, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm probably going
to get Black. Yeah, probably. Except I don't like all the new Pokemons that they have.
Diamond and Pearl.
Too many colors.
Like up to, no, like the color names are fine, but up to the 254, the second generation is fine. Once they got past that, it's just ridiculous.
Dude, Gen 3's Pokemon are amazing. I'm replaying Emerald, and for some reason I noticed I can't remember anything about Gen 3, and I think it's because I was playing it during a moment of my life that was, I was like, getting bullied a lot, and I blocked the whole thing out of my head. I can't even remember Pokemon.
No, I think Gen 1 and Gen 2 are where it's
at. I never really liked Ruby and Sapphire. I don't like how they got rid of the day and night system.
Day and night.
The day and nights. I don't really care for the day and nights.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, because that makes you play at certain times, and like if you can't play during certain times, say for work or school or something like that,
or sleep.
Yeah,
just, I mean it's okay,
I was up till 3 a.m. reading a book. Okay, like sleep is for losers.
Okay, I'm gonna disagree with you on that, but okay.
Well, okay, I'm reading Catching Fire, the second book in the Hunger Games series. So good, man. It's so
getting
good.
Close. Way over 30.
It's an hour max. We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, most of this probably isn't going to get in the podcast anyways.
Yeah,
we should. Well, I don't plan on anything.
Let's hope it does.
Before we end...
We still need to do that Goldenrod Radio segment.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
We weren't supposed to talk about that on the air.
We've talked about it before.
Dusty, you need to do it. you need.
Yeah, Britt and I have been talking about it on and off. We're probably going to do it eventually.
Nah, they won't.
That's, if you can magically get a, somebody who sounds like Whitney in here, it would work.
Oh, gosh.
How would you sound like Whitney, though? I mean, like,
she, I don't watch any of the anime, so I don't know. You guys would have to
click. No, I've never seen it. Dude,
Whitney.
The first generation of anime was good. Everything else was trash. Disgusting.
I didn't mind the JoJo series.
Last comment before I start wrapping this up. Have you guys seen the Pokemon Literal trailer? Like,
no.
the dark reimagining?
Tobuscus kind of annoys me.
It wasn't Tobuscus. No. Like, it was not Tobuscus Literal trailer, but like it was a dark imagining of Pokemon. If it were a movie, it was a good trailer for a movie.
That's Poke-apocalypse.
Yes, that one.
Poke-apocalypse.
That was.
Yeah, I showed me that. That was awesome.
That was amazing. I thought that trailer. If I was surprised that trailer wasn't actually for a movie, because it was that
great
good.
Special effects, man. But like, it really makes you think. Like, what if Ash was a scumbag? What if you hated him and wanted him to burn in a fire?
He's not.
Oh, did you see the poor Pikachu during it, though? How it got, like, whipped to death, but, oh, God, it was horrible. It's painful to watch, man.
But, I mean, it's something, if you think about it, it could be a good movie.
It could.
It could be a really good movie where a hardcore Pokemon fan, granted you'd have to be adult, would enjoy it.
But also, like, I was talking to my brother about Pokemon, and I realized when you talk about Pokemon, it sounds much different. So what is Pokemon? Well, you have these two little animal creature things that punch each other and shock each other and light each other on fire, trying to kill the other in a battle.
It's basically if animals had, like, powers and plants were, like, self-aware. Like, it's plants and animals that are, like, self-aware and powerful.
Yeah.
And somehow are able to be captured in ball things. Man, how would you even, like, do that technology?
Well, supposedly what happens is it takes the Pokemon and renders their atoms down into a gas, which can be compressed farther and is put inside the Pokemon.
Is this actual, like, fact? Like, do they talk about this in, like, the anime or something?
No. Actually, the I think it was in the manga. It was on Bulbapedia.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap.
Is this, like, real? Are you...
No, it is.
I remember in the anime, they were, like, the Pokemon, like, that red laser thing would, like, come out of it and zap the Pokemon.
Yeah, that's what the red laser thing is. It's decomposing their atoms into a gas.
So you could just take anybody's, realistically?
I didn't know
that specific. Why can't you capture a human in it? You can capture a massive hulking Rhydon, and you can't capture a human in it.
Capture a Snorlax. It's pretty big.
Who says you can't capture a human?
I am Snorlax, you mofa.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this show up since we're approaching 45 minutes, which is our target time. Send in your tips, tricks, and tales to submissions@podtacular.com for a chance to be featured on the show. We read these regularly throughout our show rotation.
We're going to do the same thing we did last time.
Yeah.
Check out podtacular.com for the latest community news and events. While you're there, check out our forums where you can meet up with other fans and listeners of the show.
We would like to thank everyone who helps us out at Podtacular by donation through PayPal, leading clans and events, following us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribing to the show.
And like we said last week, for those who subscribe to the show through RSS, iTunes, or other podcast aggregators, please visit podtacular.com for information on updating your feed to the latest ones.
What?
Yay.
If you guys wouldn't mind, can I plug a couple things real quick?
Sure.
Yeah,
shout out to the people at Sarcastic Gamer. Great guys. I really suggest you guys listen to the SG Think Show. Three great girls. One who's drunk all the time makes it much more entertaining. It really does. I mean, she's hammered, dude. Like, she can't remember half the shows. It's awesome. And SG Blue is just incredibly vulgar, so vulgar that if it was set on Podtacular, the show would be taken down. But that's about it.
Well, if we're in the swing of recommending podcasts here, Outlandish Podcast.
I was just shouting out SG, dude. They're like family to me. In a non-creepy sort of way.
I only listen to Game Scoop and sports podcasts besides
Right. I would recommend Atlantis podcast, the WoW podcast. Also, Yawop, yet another World of Warcraft podcast. Great one.
Ew.
I would I would recommend, if anyone's interested or likes TF2 at all, to listen to Crit's cast.
What is that about?
Oh, Starcast TF2. Is good.
TF2.
Starcraft.
And we've plugged the show already enough, but The Drunk Tank, if you don't listen to that, go listen to it.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Their latest show was kind of funny.
Yeah, I was planning to start up a new podcast that isn't as crappy as my last one that bomb tanked and ultimately got obliterated into nothingness.
Wasn't the sound quality really bad or something?
Sound quality was bad. Editing, well, we didn't have editors. We didn't have any direction. We didn't have any idea what we were doing.
Was this the one with Funny Boy?
Was this the one with Arbitration? Arbitration?
Yeah, it was the one with Arbitration.
Okay. Yeah, that one, yeah. You guys said you were going to do something, and I never heard anything from you guys about doing anything. Yeah. So.
But I am planning to do something this time. I'm going to name it Duel Screams. It's about the DS, but it's D-U-E-L instead of
Ooh,
D-U-A-L.
That's clever.
Nice.
Like you're fighting or something? I don't get it.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, let's do the duel.
Yu-Gi-Oh! It's time to
do. Throw down my card, let's duel.
But anyways, if anybody's interested, please, send me a DM on PodTac or something. One I'm ever on once a month.
You're on more than that. A couple weeks or so, you know.
I show up once in a while. I don't know. I'm always on SG, man. Great group of people.
Right.
Okay, see you guys in a couple days.
See ya.
Peace.